Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar, and today we're at day two of coverings 2009, and I'm actually sitting here with Noah Chitty, who is technical director at Stone Peak, which is owned by Grinetti Fiandre Group. So you're Italian-owned, but you're made in the USA. Your plant's actually in Crossville, Tennessee, right?
That's correct.
So one of the reasons I wanted to sit down with you, you're the almost the biggest news today, I believe. The booth has been very crowded today because you guys are rolling out some big news. Tell us a little bit about your news.
We do. This morning we introduced, kind of in partnership with the Tile Council of America and Cinco Ceramico Bologna, we've come up with a new technology, an innovative way to introduce the titanium dioxide technology. Tile Council of North America did the research, kind of validated the results of what we had already found at the Italian laboratories. And really, photocatalytic properties that we're going to introduce on the tiles has really three benefits to the market. The first benefit is an antimicrobial benefit. Titanium dioxide also type of a self-cleaning benefit because of its reaction with water and light. And then in addition, it provides a cleaning of the air. So the results that we looked at with Tile Council were both liquid and gas phase reduction of organic compounds, and then also the antimicrobial effects of the material and the ability for it to provide a health benefit to the end user.
All right, so you basically use the Tile Council of North America's laboratories to validate a product that you're getting ready to roll out.
That's strictly as a laboratory to validate the research that we had already spent about a year doing at Cinco Ceramico Bologna.
Okay, and how did you know that lab was going to be able to do all that? You used to work for that lab, didn't you?
Well, I was the lab director at Tile Council until about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So we knew of the benefit of Tile Council and of the benefit of membership in the Tile Council. With the addition lately of Dr. Aris and Claudio Basaglia, they have greatly increased their research and their testing capacity. Uh-huh. We've been extremely impressed with the results they've been able to give us and very happy that they were able to validate the results that we had already found at the European counterpart.
So what's the market application for a tile that has this chemistry built into it that's basically, you know, if I could just... maybe it's oversimplification, but it's an anti-smog or an antibacterial type of tile, right?
I think you really can look at it as kind of an anti-smog, antibacterial. I think as we move forward towards the fall when we start major production of the material, I think we'll start to see even things that we haven't thought of so far as to what the possibilities can be. You know, right now the way I look at it, especially with ventilated facades, I think is really going to be the first thing.
Which is an exterior cladding.
Exterior cladding.
On a building.
And we've been doing it in Europe for many years, mm-hmm. and the benefits are well known there for the reduction in efficiency, the reduction in impact for the building environment, the increased efficiency that it provides by creating an airflow on the outside of the building and reducing moisture and mildew issues within the building envelope, because we've been tightening up buildings so tight that we've had issues with that in the past. So the addition of the photocatalytic properties to the exterior facade really provides now a benefit for the building that we already knew about and a benefit for the exterior environment that is going to be brand new, really bringing something as a package and hopefully kind of ushering in a new era of ventilated facades in the United States, which we've been a little behind on.
Well, maybe this is too technical for my audience, but let me just ask you a quick question. How do you put a chemistry into a tile and then fire it up to thousands of degrees of temperature and still have it be effective when the tiles come out on the other end?
So some of that is the secret of what we're doing, and some of it a little bit probably technical.
Yeah.
You know, really the properties of titanium dioxide have been well known for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Really it's about the application and about the way that we've figured out how to put the material onto the surface.
Okay.
And one of the things that we've talked about in the press release and with the other folks is that traditionally it's been a nanotechnology-based application uh-huh. of the product.
Actually, didn't Toto, the toilet companies, the ceramic toilet companies,
they
use a similar process.
They
right?
do, and, yeah. they, and they have a product that uses a nanotechnology and Sol-Gel-based application of the product.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to find a way, because really some of the risk or concerns about nanotechnology that we still just don't know what it can be. Not really in the finished product as much, but in the manufacturing process where we could possibly be applying it through a spray nozzle and the ability, you know, because the nanoparticle is so small and the possibility to be absorbed into the cellular structure, we don't know. So we found a way to apply it to the surface without the use of nanotechnology, produce an extremely durable titanium dioxide finished surface, and we actually found that it became more reactive than the types of materials that we've seen in the past.
Well, congratulations on that. It is really big news. And so you're going to be rolling, this product will actually be available this fall.
We hope in the fall that we'll start rolling some product out.
Okay, fantastic. Now, since we're at the show, I'm sure you've got some, real quick before we run out of time, could you tell us just a couple of some new items that you're rolling out here at the show?
Sure, we've got a few new things. We've added the red color to our touch collection, kind of look and feel. Mm-hmm. Added to the six existing colors that we had already. Comes with and without a frame stitch on the material, really simulating the actual look of leather. So the red color is extremely beautiful, and it's got a lot of people stopping by the booth to look at it.
So you combine color and texture, and it does look like a faux leather.
It does. Even under your feet, it sort of feels like a leather. The texture feels like leather, but it is true porcelain material. And we're really excited about the red color. It's hard to get a red in the United States anymore because we stopped using some of the lead and based things that got us really bright reds in the past. So we're really excited about the red.
Okay.
We think it's going to do well. A couple of the other things, that we've got a through color collection called Cottage Collection that comes in four colors. Kind of a classic contemporary shade.
That's kind of a wood look, isn't
it? Kind of a wood look.
Yeah.
And we've gotten some really good reception from people that have been stopping by the booth to see the Cottage Collection.
Uh-huh.
It's got a very nice texture to it, and we feel like it's really going to be a winner.
In a plank format.
It's going to come in three modular sizes, and then complemented by trims and mosaics.
Okay,
The other collection that we have is a Cappuccino Collection, which is going to come in two colors. And it's really, we've got actually some different technology that we're using for the surface that kind of gives us a little bit higher friction without the use of carborundum. Mm-hmm. Really makes a more durable and easy to clean surface, so we're actually really excited about that technology as well. And the other thing that we're introducing is our marble collection, which has always been existing in 12x24 and 12x12 collection. But we've had a big demand for 18x18 in the market, so we're going to introduce a few of the colors in polished 18x18 format as well. And that's been really well received.
Okay, you guys have been busy with this new product.
We have been very busy.
So tell me how the show's going for you.
The show's been going really good. We had some rain yesterday, so in the morning it was kind of slow, but usually the first day of the show is always slow. Picked up in the afternoon yesterday, and this morning we saw quite a few people waiting outside for the 10 o'clock push, so we're really excited about today, and we think it's going to be a good show.
Oh, I'm actually amazed at how much the weather was a factor, because today this place is happening, and yesterday I was thinking, oh my gosh,
Absolutely. We were all a little concerned yesterday, but we're extremely optimistic about today and tomorrow, and finishing out the week with a great coverage.
All right, great. Noah, we've been talking to Noah Chitty. He is the technical director at Stone Peak, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.